This is what's left of one of Turkey's most historic cities, Hatay. It's largely in ruins following two powerful earthquakes and hundreds of tremors on Monday. More than 1,200 buildings have been destroyed in the province. People spent the night sifting through rubble, looking for signs of life.
We heard them. They're calling out, asking for help. They asked to be rescued. We cannot rescue them. How can we rescue them? Nobody has come since this morning. Nobody. We have nobody. Look around. Look.
We heard voices. Our children are in there. What can we do? The building is already partially collapsed. This is human life. What can you do when you hear calls for help? There are no emergency workers, no soldiers, nobody. This is a neglected place.
Listening for any sign of survivors, these rescue teams in Gaziantep call for complete silence. Moments later, they resume digging. Similar operations are being carried out in Malatya, Diyarbakır, Adana, and several other locations across Turkey. But the scale of destruction is a challenge for rescue teams. Several airports were put out of service by the quakes, along with some hospitals. Those still operating are overcrowded. The death toll is rising, and thousands of people are injured or homeless. In neighboring Syria, a similar situation.
We are talking about a population that has been struggling to get access to all the basic services. All the supply lines are going through Turkey. And given the situation just across the border, these supply lines are extremely weak today and they were yesterday. So we are trying to find suppliers who could manage to find ways to get food and equipment across the border. The main one for humanitarian aid was closed, Bab el-Hawa, and we are hoping that this will reopen very soon.
As in Turkey, rescuers in Syria are still extracting survivors from under collapsed buildings, cheering any lucky find, such as this young boy in the town of Jandaris. Both Damascus and Ankara say they need international help, and urgently. Mohammed Fall, Al Jazeera.